News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Have you seen the new Shure whole body deodorant ad? It features characters applying Shure deodorant to, well, basically various and all parts of the body. Some would say it's a little bit graphic in its portrayal, with more intimate body parts being sprayed with deodorant. Is this clickbait gone mad? Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Stella, I have to say, I was shocked would be probably too strong a word, but I was a little surprised when I saw the ad. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I it took me aback. For people who haven't seen it, it starts, let's say, with very kind of sexual images of breasts, which we're kind of used to. But then a really ugly image of a man pulling his underpants from his bum. And you're like, what? And your kind of brain kind of, it kind of explodes then, because then there's a series of images of, let's say, you know, men's crotches. And there's all these words like ghoulies or nuts and meatballs. And it's evidently trying to shock, and it works. And it reminded me of the Gillette ad a few years ago, where, you know, there was close-ups of women's crotches, and it made me a little sad. I'm not kind of clutching my rosary beads, but I do think watching, you know, TV together as a family is a lovely, really special, heartwarming experience. And by putting in ads like that that are clever, they're technically not breaking any kind of laws, because you don't see a nipple, or, you know, they know what they're doing. They're doing it, they're getting around things, but they're still shocking, and they're still kind of doing gratuitous kind of sexual.
Do you think it is gratuitous?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's like we're talking about it. It's definitely clickbait.
I suppose the counter argument would be, you know, we all have testicles, we all have backsides, yeah. We all have breasts. Like, why shy away from that?
Is it shying away, or is it realizing that, you know, exposing sexual content to children is pretty icky for the children? It's uncomfortable for the children to experience it. I'm not saying showing nudity is an uncomfortable experience, but showing sexual imagery, and there's a sexual vibe to this that is quite explicit right from the beginning. And so when you're bringing kind of, you know, your private parts in a sexual manner is very, very different than being comfortable around nudity, let's say,
okay,
in the kind of Swedish kind of way.
Yeah,
there is
difference. Yeah.
And we need to note it. And there's also an uglification that's going on. It's kind of tawdry, and celebrating this tawdry vibe that they did with the Gillette ad and the, you know, the woman's crotch, and she was shaving. But it's also this idea that we have to apparently spray deodorant all over our crotch.
That's what kind of surprised me, the idea that you would spray deodorant everywhere. But anyway, we won't maybe dwell on that too much. We got a statement from the whole body deodorants. So we know people are calling for products created for specifically to deliver superior malodor protection for different parts of the body. Stigma and fear people feel can hold them back from moving and getting sweaty. We want to celebrate movement and sweat. So this advert shows that body parts, our research found, people experience odour from the most, and is intended to be a light-hearted way to get people talking and to let people know, no matter where the odour is, we've got them covered.
Oh, well, I've no doubt they're punching the air, because they've got a success. They have to release a statement. Their ad is doing very well. And so they've got it all. But we as a society just need to contemplate the idea that technical workarounds isn't nice. If you're sitting beside your 12-year-old boy and you've got, you know, somebody's crotch in your face, but at the family-friendly time of TV, there is something happening there. And I do want to point it out. People are working around. Companies like Shure and like Gillette earlier are working around a kind of spirit of, let's not stick sex in the face of children, because they don't like it. And it doesn't create a good vibe.
Very final question. I absolutely agree with you. Whenever I make this point, people say, oh, you're being a prude, and it's repressive Ireland again and all that. What say you to that charge?
Well, I'd be all for erotica. I'd be all for sex scenes. I'd be all for kind of beautiful sex scenes that might turn people on at the right time. I don't think it should be in front of children.
Okay. All right, Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
6.